KXRN News. I'm John Scott. Out west, thousands of homes are being threatened as firefighting crews are battling wildfires and dry, hot weather. In Oregon, the 29-square-mile flat fire in Deschutes and Jefferson counties at about 4,000 homes under various levels of evacuation notice. Picket Fire spokesperson Curtis Rhodes with CAL FIRE updates the Picket Fire.
The majority of this footprint is up in the high mountain area. However, when it comes down into the grass lots where we have a better ability to go direct on the fire, that is in and around a lot of the vineyards.
So far, about 150 people ordered to leave their homes. Rhodes goes on to say,
over the last 24 hours, with the work that the ground resources have put in out there, we haven't seen any further spread on that eastern end of the fire. And that allowed our ground crews to get in and mitigate a lot of the fuels efforts in and around those structures and firm up the containment efforts on that side of the fire.
2,000 firefighters battling the Picket Fire in Napa County as that blaze grows to 6,800 acres. It's 13% contained. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says crime-plagued cities all across the country would be wise to welcome federal assistance from President Trump.
McGuire says if there are any big cities that don't want the assistance,
it's because they suffer from Trump derangement syndrome, unfortunately.
She says not only has the program been working in D.C.,
it will make a difference in any city where this is allowed to happen.
And she says it appears the only reason local Democrat leaders reject the idea is because they don't want to win for President Trump.
And I can't imagine hating someone so much that as an elected official, I would rather watch my city burn than be safe.
McGuire was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Dow 278 points in the red, but the NASDAQ composite up 22. This is SRN News. A warning from Christians in South Korea.
The leadership of the country's major denominations met this month to discuss evangelism and to express their concern about the export of cult groups. The clergymen tell Christian Today Korea that such South Korean-based cults as the World Mission Society Church of God and the Salvation Sect have now established beachheads in many foreign countries. South Korean Christian leaders say it's time for them to join with Western churches to protect the gospel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Alaska State Medical Board has approved preliminary language that could result in disciplinary action against medical professionals who provide sex change operations to children. The board's draft language would add those providing medical or surgical intervention to transgender youth to a state regulation outlining unprofessional conduct. The draft language will be sent to Alaska's Attorney General Office for review before it gets 30 days of public comment. This is SRN News. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is looking to hire another 10,000 people before the end of the year. Correspondent Donna Warder.
Officers with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, have been coming under fire as they arrest, detain, and deport people they say are in the U.S. illegally.
You're trying to arrest innocent people? What's your purpose? What's your goal?
But Todd Lyons, acting director of ICE, says they've been having no problem finding recruits to train as ICE officers. They want to hire some 10,000 more before the end of the year.
The good thing is we can be picky now. We don't have to just take it. Anybody.
The latest class has been training at a facility in Brunswick, Georgia. Currently, ICE applicants must be 21 years or older and no older than 37 or 40, depending on what position they're applying for. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.